Live, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Tuesday, More Heart Than Talent, Facebook Live. Tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'll also be doing my late night live. I just started practicing these here recently. I will host that at on Mondays, Tuesdays, and most Wednesdays, Facebook Live. So it's amazing the followers we're creating on the late lives. It's amazing how many comments. So here we are today, July 2nd, 2019, year of our Lord. We're already 6 months in to this great breakthrough year for many of you in 2019. I have a fabulous Facebook Live for you. I have the millionaire apprentice, Ray Cataline, right here in the background taking pictures. Also in Seattle, Washington, I had Alec the Crusher Friel come and spend the weekend with me. Awesome to have Alec with me. Alec came out and did a little relief with me while Ray was on vacation. So if you saw pictures of Alec, that's because he was in relief. And Ray is in the background here crushing it. I'm in the Golden Mastermind Seminar Studio. Now here's the content for today's call. The content for today's live is pleasure for pain, pain for pleasure. What many people do is they avoid perceived pain and then procrastinate and get ready to get ready. Or in their communication style, many people's communication will talk about being safe. It's not safe to travel. It's not fly safe, travel safe. Why is safety such an issue for many people? Because they play it safe. Now me, safety never enters my house of pleasure when I'm traveling. I'm never worried about traveling. I mean, I don't play safe. I don't play to win. I don't play to lose. I play. So when there's self-esteem does not recognize winning and losing. Self-esteem is love, and love is love, and love does not require a win or a loss to have esteem. And in that type of energy, now you're in consciousness, which is understanding, awareness, knowing, and it's a much more relaxed present, a much more relaxed body. I'm a recovering intense intenser. I used to be really intense, so intense that I was intense being intense, and I was holding on to a lot of unresolved anger. I'm about to be 63 years old, 62 and some change actually, moving into my year 63. I've been an entrepreneur for 40 plus years. Own multiple businesses, and I'm in that recovery state, 31 years of drug and alcohol recovery, sex addictions, compulsive debting, multiple addictions, codependence throughout the course of my addictive year. And now in this part of my life, in the golden years of my life, I'm really moving into understanding cause and effect and why we do what we do. Now, when you come from pleasure, from when you do is joy, it's bliss, it's relaxed, it has meaning, it has cause and purpose, then the energy you transmute is a lot clearer, it's a lot cleaner, it has a different sense of feel, it comes from charisma, it comes from passion, it comes from exuberance, it comes from inspiration. But when you're excited, that's motivation and that's excited, well, that's good too, but you want to have relaxed intensity where you can be intense in a very relaxed body. If you're prospecting, selling homes, creating leads, online marketing, you're in a transactional business, it's going to be your responsibility to attract your reality, quality, like-minded buyers, success seekers, prosperity partners, people you can collaborate with, vendors, contractors, people who can finish the projects that you seek to create. I'm a real estate investor. I also do a lot of landscaping my properties. So I have ideal top-tier contractors who represent themselves for me and bring my ideas to fruition. The way you communicate is going to determine whether you're communicating from pleasure or from pain. So a lot of pain comes from scarcity. Scarcity, that's where I grew up, in a scared city, in a scared household. So if you grew up in a scared household, or you're scared growing up in your household because of the violence that's going on there, because of the dysfunction in your home, you're upstairs worried about going downstairs. So a lot of safety, a lot of pain is anxiety related. So your anxieties that we tend to hang on to is anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Now, pain and pleasure is going to be determined by the way the brain perceives an event. So if the brain holds on to an event and gives it meaning that it was painful, or if the brain holds on to an event and gives a meaning that it's pleasure, it's two different distinctions. And so when somebody goes, oh, I'm going through a divorce, it's going to be so difficult. What would the other side of divorce be? Couldn't that be pleasure? Oh, no, it's going to be so difficult. Wouldn't that be the opportunity to find the ideal soulmate? Wouldn't you be able to move to another location? Oh, no, my family's not going to let me move. See, when you, this is how many people speak. They speak into existence the very reality they seek to avoid. Now, as you let go, that means my ability to separate my feelings from the events that shape them. Ray, get a shot of this one, will you? So I got Ray over here in the background. So I love to stage shots. So this is the smallest whiteboard I have ever written on. I love to write on 4x6 whiteboards. So you have this for me. So this is what we're doing here today. Let go. And so even the more present tense of it is letting go. So when you are letting go, you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. When you hold on, what you're doing is you're in control of being out of control. No, no, I want to hold on to this addiction. It's painful. It's all I know. It's no, pleasure would contradict the whole equation that I've lived in. Success would contradict my averages. Success would contradict my struggle. No, you don't understand. I've been waving this flag for so many years, the noble struggler flag. The noble struggler is someone who likes to create and or attract pain. Now pain, oh, it's so painful, it's so difficult, it's so hard. This is how many people speak. Is it hard or is it new? That's what I ask my clients all the time. But when it's hard, now you're a hard-aholic. That means you're going to create the dis-ease, the discomfort that resides in your body to fulfill your feelings that keep you overwhelmed. Creating money, making money. Make is a term of pain. It's force. As you begin to no longer be the counterforce to someone else's force or the counterforce to your own force, now you move into a place called ease. Now, synonyms for ease would be flow, pleasure, being in the present, being in the now, no longer holding on to the past regrets or anxiety about future anxieties. When you are here and you're now, like when I finish today, I have 7 hours of coaching. That's every day. I've already conducted 7. This is my 1 hour where I conduct this call. I have prospecting calls. I write out bills. I take walks in my neighborhood. I do whatever a business owner does. And that's doing the do. Now, in the very near future, I'm going to be purchasing a brand new dog. His name is going to be Rio, after my wife's country, my future wife's country, Rio de Janeiro. Rio is going to be a Jack Russell. He's going to be 15 inches tall. Just yesterday, I bought the grates that will keep him out of certain rooms in my house, that I bought 3 of those yesterday. Now, he isn't here yet, but in the pleasure, I already see myself walking in the neighborhood. Now, I've owned 4 Jack Russells in the past, so I don't know what I'm getting. Many people go, oh, those dogs are crazy. Oh, those dogs are wild. Oh, those dogs will pee all over the house. There's not many people talk. I'm not focused on how crazy the dog is. I'm looking at how to love the dog. I want the dog to be a companion. I'm going to bring Joe DiBianca to Stockton, California, because Joe, if you don't know this or not, Joe is a very talented dog whisperer. Now, the cup of Joe you see in the morning, well, unbeknownst to many people, Joe trained with one of the top dog whisperers in the world in North Carolina for a number of years. So Joe will be out here training my new dog, Rio. So I'm looking at my dog as pleasure, not all the hair that's going to be in the floor or the messes he's going to make. I'm looking at what he's, I'm going to ride in the car with him. So that's the outcome. I seek pleasure. I don't focus on pain. I focus on results, solutions, and pleasure. Now I'm going to go to Half Moon Bay Saturday, and there's going to be traffic. I'm not focused on the traffic. I'm focused on brunch. Half Moon Bay, I'm going to the Ritz-Carlton on the cliff, one of the most beautiful Ritz-Carltons in America, on a cliff south of San Francisco, about 30 miles. I'm going to drive, my driver, Mike's going to drive me up Pacific Coast Highway into the city. I'm going to go over Golden Gate Bridge into Marin County, drop down Marin down into the bottom of that bay right there in Marin County in one of the most beautiful little towns in America, Sausalito. I'll be looking back over Alcatraz at the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Oh my God, the traffic on 4th of July weekend is going to be so... That's what many people's focus is. Their unconscious is directed toward pain, difficulty, strife, poverty, instead of prosperity, reciprocity, pleasure, joy, bliss. So that's determined by your own set of emotions. So when you're conscious, your conscious mind doesn't look at anxiety. Your conscious mind looks at solutions, looks at the results, looks at pleasure, looks at relationships differently, looks at outcomes differently, doesn't get overwhelmed by circumstances. When you are in pleasure, you're able to adapt and adjust to the situation differently. When you seek pleasure, this doesn't mean that you're happy all the time. It means you're also realistic, you're objective, you're in the present, you're in the now, and you're able to adapt and adjust to the situation that it is in a relaxed body. But when you're in an overwhelmed body like this, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. So when you speak like that, now you're going to avoid. When you avoid, now you're going to be disappointed. When you avoid, now you're going to get behind. When you avoid, you're going to be late. When you avoid, you miss payments. When you avoid, you worry about money. As you begin to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are no longer connected to those emotions. So that emotion held on to pain no longer has a shelf life. It begins to dissipate. The neurons that wire and fire based on events that your brain perceives as painful now are separate. Now you can move into a place called consciousness. Consciousness is awareness, knowing, understanding, trusting, and belief. And that belief is a sense of certainty. So when you come from that space, now your energy changes. This is what raises your vibration. So when people say the next level, I'm going to take my business. That's not even the right. You don't take a business. The context of taking a business really means is that you change the emotional vibration that you transmute based on the feelings you hold on to. As you let go of feelings you hold on to, as you begin to surrender, you surrender your will to be right. You surrender your will to be disappointed. As you begin to let go of this, you stop going, how do I, how do I, how do I, how do I? And you move into an I am state. I am brings in the word commit. I am committed. So once you commit, now you cross the bridge. You're on, instead of being at the start of Golden Gate Bridge, you're in the middle of it. And in the middle of Golden Gate Bridge, one of the most beautiful bridges in the world, looking on either side, you're looking into the Bay of San Francisco, or you're looking out west toward the east, to the east of the world. When you're looking out there, I mean, that's a whole different set of circumstances you're looking at. I mean, that's the horizon line. That's the vanishing point. You have clarity. Your communication style either is unclear or clear. You're either certain or you're uncertain. You're in doubt or you're in consciousness. You're in fear or you're in faith. This is dualities that most of society lives. And so pleasure and pain is a duality. Is it painful? Well, that's determined by your own outcome. Oh, I've got to run to the doctor. I've got to go to the ER. I've got to go get a checkup. I've got to talk to my care physician. And that's what many people do, is they gravitate right to that. They move right into the medical world. Now, I look at it holistically, completely differently. I look specifically at events and cause so I can separate my feelings from the events. So if there's something going on with me, I won't run to the chiropractor unless it's something, an emergency, and I won't definitely not move into the medical community unless it's an absolute must. I'll go directly to the emotions, the events that I hold on to, and start to heal my body in a relaxed body. Now, as you start to live in this, now you're letting go of that edgy edge that Monica pointed out here. So Monica said, I'm letting go of my edgy edge. So here's what that means for me. This is my interpretation. I used to live on that edge. I used to think that edge was sexy. It's like that grind. It's the sand between my teeth. Now, I'm right-handed, so I would grind on the left side of my teeth. And that's also how I would flex and flinch. And when I would go through challenges as a small boy and getting picked on in school and as an athlete in situations like that, I'd put that grind on. That was the edge. And I would turn on that edge. By God, I'm going to succeed if it kills me. And it almost did, because scars are souvenirs. The past is never far. And so when you begin to let go of your feelings about events that shape them, then you are you and you are free. And that freedom that you seek is a place called pleasure. Now, you're supposed to have dreams. You should have them. However, when I ask most Americans their dream or a Canadian their dream, I get a series of I don't know, I want to help people. And most people's dreams are very uncertain, very unclear. Now, as you start to develop clarity, as you can start to see the future before it happens, as you believe in the future, as you begin to move into that space, that clarity, That means that you have a vision and you know the outcome before you find it. Now, my dog Rio, which will actually be John Iaina's dog, but we found a breeder in Shasta, California. Shasta is 3 hours north of me. Say Shasta is one of the most beautiful places in California. It's one of the chakra points of the world. It's one of the 7 chakra centers of the world. And it's the only place in the continent of North America where there's a chakra point. The other ones in Iran, there's one in Chile. I mean, look it up. There's one in Glasgow, Scotland. There's 4 of the chakra points in the world. So that dog is coming from one of the chakra points of the world. That would be a clue right there. So that's one situation. So we already know what that dog's going to look like. He's going to have a brown and a black face. He's going to be mostly white. He's going to be 15 inches tall. And we're going to go to the breeder who has a litter, and we're going to let that dog find us. Now, that I've already created the outcome. That's pleasure. There's no pain in that. I'm not worried about the traffic. I'm not worried about the paper is going to be real? Is it a scam? My mind doesn't gravitate to that. That's how a large percent of society gravitates. They gravitate to anxiety, fear, doubt, worry, and most importantly, pain. And this is how many people speak. They speak into existence the pain that they carry, that they continue to move into. Now, whenever you're in pain, it means you have to overcome it. So pain creates its own counterforce. So in pain, it means you have to overcome the pain. So, if you ever met anyone that has fibromyalgia and all these other ailments, they're in chronic pain. I'm in so much pain. My low back, my knee, my this. There are people who are like this. They want attention. So when you're in pain, it's distracting you from your pleasure. When you're in pain, it's distracting you from your goals. Because when you're in pain, you're focused on being in pain. Most people don't focus on the solution of pain. They focus on the pain. Unfortunately, that's what the medical community does by medicating most of society. They give out medication that specifically addresses the effect, not the cause. If you hire me to be your coach, I'm going to focus on the events that shape the feelings. Because once you understand and localize the event, That's where the cause is. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events and the cause, now you're no longer the mind-body connection to the event. This is how you can heal yourself much faster. This is deductive reasoning. I was having a conversation with Ray about a legal matter with someone he and I both knew. And it was amazing how Ray and I both, we knew the outcome just like this. Now, that means he and I were one with on this situation. It's like we knew how much it was going to cost this person. We knew the outcome that was going to happen. We just knew it. We don't have to explain how we know it. We know. He and I would avoid this pain, but the other person that we both know, that this other person's completely in it. He's immersed in it. He's overwhelmed in it. He's a good friend of ours. We feel for him, and we want to see him step out of the pain, but if you're addicted to pain, your body's going to take you right there first, and your body's going to be in that until you're willing to let go. Now, when you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, now you're able to separate your feelings from the events. When you continue to hold on to pain, now it's difficult. Anything you hold on to that's difficult, now you've created a force. Here's the outcome. Here's you. This is the outcome. It's going to be forced. And here's you. You're the counterforce. So you actually become the counterforce to your own force to create your own resistance. When you create your own resistance, now you have an excuse to avoid. And this is how many people become chronic avoiders. They're late. They don't pay their taxes. They get behind on credit card payments. They become chronic debtors. Can't get their cars in their garage. They can't clean the garage out because of how difficult it would be. Oh, my God. I don't know where to start. This is unfortunately how many people perpetuate the same set of feelings. There's Valerie. Valerie, good to see you. And Alicia. So there's 2 of my students right there that are moving into pleasure, letting go of pain. So short-term sacrifice for long-term results. That's what many people avoid. They won't move into the process of letting go because they want instant gratification. So that's why people go into the medical community and they want a pill. They want a pill. And this is why many people, rather than paying off their debts, they want to bankrupt so that they don't have to address their debt, so they can go recreate the same situation over and over. This is why many people don't live in the solution. They just continue to live in the problem because the problem continues to perpetuate the pain. The solution would be what would alleviate the pain, and that would be pleasure. Now, there's a process that you step into, and in that step into process, you have to step into the certainty of uncertainty, meaning you're certain you know the outcome. You don't know how you're going to get there, and you're okay with that. You're able to let go of the anxiety about the outcome, knowing that somewhere in the middle of it, you'll create the solution. That means you're flexible, you can adapt and adjust to the situation, and you're not holding on to the outcome. That's the term detachment. Now, as you begin to detach from the outcome, now you know the outcome, and what you detach from is how you're going to get there. But if you're so in control of being out of control that if you don't know how you're going to get there, then you can't start. That, unfortunately, is where many people operate. They don't operate in the hands-free zone. They operate in the hands-on zone. And they're in this intense edge that if they don't know, how do I? Yeah, but. It's amazing how many people ask me a question. I'm in the middle of answering their question. They'll cut me off and say, yeah, but you don't understand. My situation is unique. Well, here's what's unique. You cannot qualify an addiction. You just can't qualify an addiction. So if you're addicted to your family and you keep going over there and hanging out with them and they keep violating you and you wonder why this happens, I can't believe they do this. I'm a good person. I've done all this work on myself. I've been in a 12-step program. I've read a book. I looked at the cover of Letting Go. I should be able to, through osmosis, be able to grasp the context of this and just be able to go to my family and let go. Well, this is what many people do. They continue to go to the same bar that they got drunk in, expecting the patrons of the bar sitting the bar stool to change because they've changed. No, I can go in there. I can prove to myself I can't drink. I know I can do that. I've got one day of sobriety. I'll just walk in there. I've got it. My ego's bigger than my bank account. I can handle this truth. Well, that's how an addict talks. That's how an addict talks himself right back into an addiction. See, detachment is detachment. That means that your sobriety is number one. That means that your day of sobriety, your emotional sobriety, is the most important gift that you give yourself. It's more important than money. It's more important than family, because you will not have a family if you're not able to separate your feelings from the events and the feelings that you hold on to that keep you perpetuating the same situation over and over. Detachment doesn't mean you don't care. Detachment means you let go. And when you start to understand the context and then put in the practical application of what that means, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that keep happening to you. Why is this always happening to me? Why is this always happening to me? Because emotionally, neurologically, and then your energy that's etheric continues to attract it to fulfill a feeling so you can justify the way you operate. Now, when you can sit back and from afar and look at this like this, this is called objectivity. It's also called metacognition. It means you can see why you do what you do. You're not attached to why you do it. You're looking at the solution. You're able to create the solution, not worried about the outcome or who and how it's going to be affected. And you're focused solely on the situation. And you're not creating, oh, but what's going to happen to him and her and them and this and that and all the, I'm going to drop this pebble in the pool and all the rip. See, this is how people get overwhelmed. They get so overwhelmed before they even finish their day that they can't finish the day in sobriety. So that's what letting go is, your ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Now, the key components to this process right here is acceptance. There's acceptance, recovery, sobriety, and consciousness. Now, as you move into this state, this is what changes your energy. So in a business conversation, when you're accepting, when you can accept the facts, when in a business conversation, communication, in acceptance and forgiveness, in a level of humility, first of all, no one can reject you, no one can abandon you. So if someone doesn't buy from you, your body doesn't react to the stimulus, then send a signal to your brain, I've been rejected. That person just told me no. In reality, the person said, I'm not interested. The person said, yeah, Y-E-A-H. Why don't you get back to me after the 4th of July? So your brain goes, oh, that's a qualified buyer. Let me get right back to it. In reality, what the person said was, yeah, Y-E-H. Why don't you get back to me? What he's really saying is, don't bother. I'm not interested. But you don't hear that because you're attached. As you detach, You understand the meaning of what was said, and you're able to differentiate between the fact and the fiction, and you're in the pleasure of the outcome because you understand it. You're not going to hold on to the pain of regret or the pain of rejection. You're able to move on easily and effortlessly, knowing that in your law of averages, in your skill set that you've developed, you're going to have your share of victories. You're going to have your share of outcomes that are favorable. You're going to have your share of people you're going to connect with that you can develop, that you can distribute your value and your service to, and there'll be favorable outcomes that are win-win situations. And in that state, that's pleasure because there's no pain. The pain of regret, the pain of rejection, the pain of abandonment. And then there's the anger, the hate, and the resentment. This is all bred by what you hold on to. When you're no longer in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're in consciousness. Consciousness is a whole different level of energy connected to joy, love, bliss, and pleasure. And it's in that state of emotion that you'll begin to attract your reality much more frequently. Quality, like-minded business partners, quality, like-minded prosperity partners, clients and customers who see the value, people who buy easily without any effort, people who have the money, people who don't have money objections, people who live in the solution and go, I'd like to, but my situation's unique. You don't understand. And you're able to go, I understand. And what I'm going to do is let you go. You have a great afternoon. If for any reason you want to get back to me, feel free to. And when you exit that conversation, you don't feel like you got rejected. When you feel you got rejected, that is pain. And as you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of this energy, you're not attached. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Tonight's the night. Tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 12 Eastern, I will do a late night Facebook Live. I will pick a topic out. If there's a specific topic that you would like me to cover for you, send it to me in Messenger and I'll consider that as my topic of the evening. If I don't see you here online in Facebook on the lives in the next couple of days, enjoy the 4th of July holiday in America. It's a day of independence. Celebrate your independence by being free of your past. Celebrate your independence by being an entrepreneur in free enterprise where you can create and attract what the free market will bear. Jeffrey Combs, you have a great day.
Let's go look at that. Sound.